Now, remember all the stories about housing czar to unlock the problems in housing supply? Well, the government has now advertised for a new housing czar in a bid to manage the crisis. Of course, there was a big controversy about all of this when the minister, housing minister's preferred candidate, Brendan McDonagh from the NTMA, withdrew. The Irish Times political correspondent Ellen Coyne has the story. She's on the line now. What did Minister James Brown initially want here, Ellen, and what's being advertised instead?
This Housing Activation Office, it's supposed to do what it says on the tin. It's supposed to speed up the delivery of housing, both public and private, across the country as the government grapples to get start to manage the housing crisis that has plagued this country for over a decade now. So it was a central promise in the programme for government when the Fianna Fáil Fine Gael coalition was returned to power earlier this year. The newly minted Housing Minister, James Brown, appeared to make an error, though, where he publicly said that Brendan McDonagh, the chief executive of the National Asset Management Agency, was his preferred candidate. This really annoyed Fine Gael, who felt that there should have been a more open process. It also all went down in political flames when it emerged that Mr. McDonagh, if he did take the role of being the housing czar, would have kept his existing €430,000 a year salary. So it just became very politically unpalatable. He announced that he was withdrawing from consideration from the role, and very little happened with the Housing Activation Office between then and now.
All right, so the job has now been advertised. The salary now is what?
The salary is now €217,087 a year. That's in line with the public service pay scale because it is being advertised as a deputy secretary general role. So that has a specific salary that goes with it under public pay rules. The job description is kind of interesting. If anyone is interested in stepping forward and taking responsibility for the housing crisis, this person, whoever they are, will be giving advice to both Minister James Brown and other senior members of government. They'll also have the authority to manage the national housing budget, including a special fund for the Housing Activation Office and an urban and regional development fund. He or she will have to work with DEEPER, DEEPER's infrastructure division, local authorities, infrastructure agencies. And what I also think is interesting is they'll have to run a special working group on water, which will include Uisce Éireann, to try to figure out if they can resolve some of the infrastructure issues with water that have been massively slowing down the development of housing across the country at scale.
Mm-hmm. But it's still just an internal government committee as opposed to the Housing Commission, which originally came up with the idea of it, Sarah, didn't it? I mean, the idea was somebody would have power to override a lot of these bodies. But whatever about that, we're still waiting for the government's big housing plan. In fact, it's a bit overdue at this stage, isn't it, Ellen?
It certainly is. And I suppose, look, housing is always an urgent issue, but I suppose in over the last week or so, particularly with that essay by Stripe co-founder John Collison, which seems to have really captivated the attention of people in government, there's a lot of agitation on the government backbenches about how slow we have been to move forward with housing and big infrastructure projects. I think a lot of senior ministers know that their political fortunes will make or break on getting this right in this government term. Of course, I imagine that some of the criticism from the opposition towards this housing czar, whoever she or he may be, is that the things that they are doing, the things that they're being tasked with doing, you know, making sure that government policies ensure that housings are delivered, kind of sounds like the responsibility of the housing minister, James Brown. Obviously, you know, the government will say that it needs someone to cut tape, to bring, to knock some heads together and get things done. But as I said, if anyone feels that they're up to the job, the ad is up and available on Public Jobs now.
Ellen, thank you very much indeed from that. That's Irish Times political correspondent Ellen Coyne. And you can also hear Ellen, by the way, tonight on Radio 1 at 10 in the new series Divine Sparks.